Hey folks, how is everyone doing? What a stupid question I just asked. Like I can hear your answer right now. I'm so sorry. Regardless, I hope you're doing good. Anyway, this week's Be Extra is with Gerald Ortiz of GQ. He is behind all the best of lists lately and is answering your questions from the Slack. We chat about his career, but this pod is really nothing but hot takes on our favorites. From boots and knitwear to hats, it's all there, including my little secret spot on where to buy the dopest berets. So dive in, love life. Let's go.
Yeah, so one of the things people do on the Slack is like they're like ask for recommendations, and I figured like since you know part of what you do is like you kind of provide recommendations, that maybe we could bring up a few of them from the Slack and get your takes on that. Would you be open to that, Gerald?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, we want your hot tips, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And Jeremy too.
No one wants my hot tips. My hot tips are. Be kind or something. I don't know. Some sort of hippie thing.
Yeah, sweet.
But I mean, isn't that what people behind the paywall are paying for? They want the hot stuff.
Yeah, I know. I always feel bad that people care. Yeah.
Yeah, they're here for the extra Patreon content, right?
It's true. It's true. People want that hot content.
All right. So Gerald Ortiz.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here we are.
That is me.
Yeah.
Where are you right now? Because it looks like are you on a couch?
I am sitting on the floor in front of a couch. This situation is a little, it's not my usual setup. So my girlfriend's mom is visiting New York because she does this every year for her birthday, her mom's birthday. Mm-hmm. And this is the last night she's in town. And we're like, oh, we have to get dinner or like hang out. And I was sort of worried that I wouldn't make it back to my apartment in time for this. So I'm at their Airbnb in Union Square. Sitting on the floor.
Wait, is this your Airbnb though?
No, it's their Airbnb.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Look at the commitment, Rob.
Yeah,
what a guy.
The man's a professional.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Well, I guess I would have warned you if I was going to be a little late, but I was like, I don't know how the train is going to be all the way from wherever I was. I'm like, you know, so.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's real commitment. Thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it.
Well, thank you. I just had a slight tangent. I was thinking about Union Square because I learned that there's now a Friends Experience store there, like a permanent Friends Experience store, like the TV show.
There's another Friends thing because it was near my hotel when I was there. Like around Gramercy, like off Lexington, there's like the Friends Experience, or yes. Maybe it's not a store, maybe it's like a tour. But sorry, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, and there's
no,
I have not.
Fuck no.
Yeah, and there's also a Harry Potter like store nearby.
Oh,
so I'm thinking like
now that know, I've been.
Oh, you have?
All right, yeah, no, I mean, these. I mean, come on, man, I'm a Potter boy.
These are all great things, right? I'm all down. Well, I don't know about Friends, but you know, I respect that. But I was just thinking, like 50 years ago, that's like where Andy Warhol's factory was. Like, there was like all this stuff, Velvet Underground. So, like, to go from that to like, you know, basically, you know, IP
that's
stores.
That's how society moves.
That's New York. That's the New York story.
Yeah, we get better. We evolve.
we evolve and devolve. So way back in the day, I worked at the Apple store. This is like 2004 in Soho. And I remember this is like right around the time that place had opened too. I mean, it was pretty new. And like it's cool because at least at that time, Soho like wasn't as like crazy, crazy, super rich high end retail as it was now. I mean, look, it still was at then, but you had like tiny little pockets. So you'd have like Joe Schmo, just like some goofball coming in, you know, like looking kind of like gangly or whatever, who's been living in one of the lofts like on Green Street, like since the, you know, 60s or 70s. And he would be coming in, you know, because he'd be wanting to buy like an iPod Nano or, you know, it'd be something stupid like that. But it's funny because they would always like name drop like bizarro shit where he'd be like, yeah, David Bowie and I would do cocaine on the corner. You know, it would just be like some random thing. And you were like, whoa. You know, and now it's like Ralph Lauren and the Apple Store. But it was crazy. Kid Robot then too. I don't know if any of you guys
remember Kid Robot. Dude, I remember when I think the Apple Store, wasn't that the post office before? And then it was just the little tiny corner in the back. Yeah. Now Soho is like, when I think of like magical New York, that's actually 60s in Soho is kind of because of like all the artists that were there.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Can you imagine being the dentist that like bartered with Warhol and those dudes that like, so basically there was a dentist back at the time, like that lived around that area and he would do free dental work for all those dudes and they would just barter with their art. So like this guy had like Keith Haring and all this Warhol stuff. So it's like, you know, like Andy Warhol basically paid like $50 million for a filling.
That's crazy. I mean, just imagine that guy going to art openings and just spotting Warhol and being like, your teeth are terrible. Let me help you.
Let me help you. And he's like, I don't have the money right now. And he's like, I got you. Just give me a banana painting, you goofball. Like, whatever. Or just throw it. Or what about the people that like didn't give a shit about that stuff? I mean, there's, you know, like he got the art and he was like, this looks like crap. I don't want it. That's even worse.
That's amazing.
I wonder how many of those guys walked into the Apple Store with like crazy stories like that. And I bet you a lot of those stories are actually true, but they just look so crazy. People don't believe them.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. Dude, I remember Bowie would come into the Apple Store like routinely. And so did John Mayer at the time, because Mayer lived at Spring in Lafayette for a little bit. And then obviously Bowie was off of Lafayette too. And like, they would just like pop in. Seal would pop in randomly. this is when he was still married to Heidi Klum. Yeah. I mean, this was like, dude, that it was a scene. And I don't know. Anyway, Soho's evolved. There's the tangent.
Yeah. Man. Amazing. Every time I hear A Kiss from a Rose, I just really can't stop. I can't think of anything else. I'm like in a different world. Every time I hear that song.
Thank God.
It's a God, song.
It's one of the greatest. It's one of the greatest.
Oh, yeah. From a Batman movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was from Batman, Joel Schumacher, Batman Forever, I think.
Yeah, wait, Batman originally?
Mm-hmm. Like originally, or that's what it made or, sense?
I think, well, it was on that soundtrack. I mean, I believe so. Yeah. Because that was like a big deal soundtrack. Like, I think the Smashing Pumpkins wanted it too. Yeah. I mean, here we go. I'm Googling. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you had U2, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me, Massive Attack, Brandy, Kiss from a Rose, PJ Harvey. I mean, this was a absolutely massive soundtrack. Flaming Lips, Sunny Day Real Estate, Method Man, and Offspring.
Whew. That's a lot. That's a lot on the soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, it won 3 Grammy Awards.
As it should.
Yeah. Damn. And this is the last thing, and then we'll actually talk about stuff that's relatively important. Joel Schumacher directed the video of Kiss from a Rose.
Ooh.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't it spliced with scenes from the movie, so like,
yeah,
like it's kind of lazy, right?
You're like, dude, the guy phoned it in.
Yeah. That's actually pretty funny. He's like, yeah. Seal walks in and he's Joel, you did me dirty over here, buddy. What are we? Nah, it's in the movie. Come on. And he's like, look, I was kind of busy. Because Joel Schumacher got all the heat because he put nipples on the bat suit. I don't know if you remember that too. People they were do pissed.
All right, before we get too far, we probably should just introduce Gerald properly to our audience.
Yeah, Gerald, who the hell are you?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking and so I was like going over. No, why don't you do it? Because I it was like, oh my god, so much, so much.
I'm kind of, I'm curious to, I'm curious to see like what you were going to introduce me as.
I'll tell you,
Andrew Chen's friend that I met. He's a cool dude. And now he works for GQ.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's not wrong. Yeah,
right.
There you go. Yeah, so I'm Gerald Ortiz. I work at GQ at GQ Recommends, which is the side of GQ where we recommend a lot of things, mostly clothes and grooming, but. Yeah, I don't know if you remember this, Jeremy. I think I don't remember how we got wind of this, but I used to work at a store in San Francisco called a Union Made. And do you remember this?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Tell the fam.
I don't remember if it was like you probably ordered online or something. I don't think you called in, but I saw your name somewhere and I was like, yeah, that's Jeremy Kirkland. And we were emailing back and forth. And I remember you bought a pair of the Yucatan like Birkenstock, like dupes. I don't know if you remember that.
Dude, I do. I think, okay. Yeah. I do remember this. Okay. I'm going to. Do you want to finish the story or I will just steamroll it and fucking destroy it?
Oh, but. No, steamroll it. I want to hear your end.
So here's what happens. So this is back at the time, I think. Want to hear the rest? Join us over on Patreon. You'll hear this episode in tons more exclusive pods. We got it all. From the return of Sid Mashburn, we got more Robin Jeremy's, we got Derek Guy of Die Workwear, Chris Gibbs of Union, Ilaria Urbanati. I mean, there's just so much. And you also, the big thing, you get access to our private members-only Slack group, where we chat about all of this stuff. Menswear, you name it. Watches, cars, I mean, all sorts of bizarre things. So visit patreon.com/blammo and see you there.